Welcome to Candidly 30.
No, we're not 30, but we're in our 30s, working through life.
Every week, we're discussing our favorites, our gratitudes, our grievances, and all the crazy in between.
Grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, because we're getting candid.
We're back in the game.
What? Welcome, welcome.
Back at it. Heyo, everybody.
It's Guess been a what? Minute.
Yeah, we are here. We are live and in person. Not really live and in person, my bad. We're like still recording. We were in person at one point, but we just couldn't record. You know, we're just tired little kids. So
we got a lot going on. We are officially movers and groovers. We've got like regularly scheduled programming for this podcast is back in action, but also like life updates. Things are happening. Like we've got a lot going on in the calendar. We've got a lot to look forward to.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's excited. And I hope that like our listeners have, you can snap, do it. Oh, that was good.
I just did my skincare, so my fingers are a little slippery.
Okay, let's tell the people like the full context of how excited we are to have clean hair and like clean fingernails.
Initially though, this is Kelly. Jeff.
This is Kayfler. Oh my God. Oh, it was forgotten again.
I think we're getting pretty good about it. But yeah, Kayfler's right. I just washed my hair for the first time. Well, I mean, you guys know I only wash my hair like a couple times a week anyways. But since we got back from our weekend, we had a weekend together where we were doing brush crew and we just got rained on and we were hanging out in the mud and we were burn piling it and we're working the fire. So we smelled like straight up smoke. And it's really hard to know when everyone smells like smoke. But then when you go back to normal life and then you're sleeping in bed and you just like roll over and your hair smells like smoke. It is icky. It's not great. I'm not gonna lie to you. Don't love that. I've never really loved the smell of smoke. So yeah, it's just kind of like alarming to me in general. But
I'm okay with it. But I like sitting, since it was a long drive. So like we spent 2 days and honestly, like I am very sore. Like I am.
Yeah, does it feel good though?
It feels good. It feels a little good, but also like I'm an old lady now. Like I can't lift logs and do things like that, but it does feel good to like know that my legs are still very strong, even though I don't really work out as much as I should. But anyway, it was really awesome to see you and like hang out and one-on-one time. And yeah, we had like a full road trip and it didn't honestly feel more than like 2 hours and it was amazing.
I know. We also got In-N-Out. These Oregonian girlies got to eat In-N-Out. It was the best. Yeah.
Chef kiss.
We loved it. We literally both destroyed it in like 1.2 seconds, which is even better after like a full day of work and like throwing logs on a fire. It was just like we're waiting to eat until we can get In-N-Out because it is worth it.
The best, like double French fries that you got double crusty or whatever, and then you got a full milkshake and a double animal style, like all the calories, all the yummy, delicious, bad for me calories, and it was worth it.
That's what's funny is we were like standing there, neither of us got a shake, and like In-N-Out shakes are just like so good, and Kate was just like, should we shake? And I was like, yup, we should. We're here. We have to wait anyways. Cause you know, In-N-Out's always like 1 million people long.
Even if it was like 2:15 in the afternoon, like well past the lunchtime rush, like it was so busy and we waited 20 minutes for our food. And by like the 22nd minute in, I was like, okay, I'm going to need a shake to make this happen faster. So we're going to do it.
Don't keel over and die. No.
Okay. We're fine, tell the listener, Kelly, that like, tell them your In-N-Out order and like what kind of shake you got. Cause I had never, I mean, I know that this is a thing. I just like, didn't realize that you were the human population that ordered it. So,
okay, well, that's what's confusing is Kayfler orders a strawberry shake, which is even like, grosser.
No, like a normal human being, strawberry shake is delicious.
Not one single human orders just a straight strawberry shake. Like, that is the weirdest thing in the whole entire world. Okay,
you're weird. I don't know. Get out of here.
Anyways, So I order the number one, obvi, animal style with, double crispy fries. But I forgot yesterday because I was stressed because I went to the bathroom and Kayfler messed everything up. But anyways, that's beside the point. Anyways, but of course, Diet Coke, duh, just because after working. Also, I haven't had, side note. This is just a little tidbit of information. But in Ireland, they only give you 6 ounces of soda.
I'm sorry, what?
Even if it's Diet Coke or anything, they give you, they don't have fountains there. So that, at first I was that's kind of weird. And then I was thinking, maybe it's just Americans are just so gluttonous that we have to have that much soda. You know what I mean? So it's kind of gross. But also sometimes you want more than 6 ounces of soda. I don't know actually how much it is. It's 100 milliliters because they're obviously European.
No, 6 ounces is a half a... a normal soda is a 12-ounce soda, but if you get 6 ounces, it's like a spittle of soda that you get in your drink. That's dumb. I don't like that at all.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So if you buy a soda, you just get a glass bottle, the little tiny bottle. It's not even a normal
bottle.
Uh-huh. It's not even a normal size 12-ounce Coke bottle that you would normally see. It's the little tiny baby guy. And then that's all they give you. And so if you want more soda, you have to buy another. I mean, it's fine, but you know, with fountain drinks, you just get refills and however many you want.
Ireland is supposed to be very forward with their environmental laws and stuff like that. The glass and the 6 ounce is probably all right for a normal human being. But because I'm American, I need to double that bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's so true. And so I was thinking about it in a consumerism way of just wow, or just I don't know, what do you call us? We're just very gluttonous in America. But anyway, it was just weird. I mean, even if you went into the capital, they gave you maybe the 12-ounce ones, but they still don't do fountain anything. Anyways.
So I don't know. I also saw the funniest thing today. You know that Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg are buddy buddy or whatever. They just did I don't know if they just did, but I just learned about them doing all of these random ass Japanese commercials together, or a very extra long Bic lighter commercial for Glad or something like that. So they do these, I think it's so funny. This is what you and I need to get into if and ever we are famous, which we won't be, but whatever. They have consistently partnered over the past 10 to 12 years. And I think it's hilarious. They're the best partnership. They need to be Sonny and Cher. They need their own show, and I need to see more of them because they are hilarious. I think that's so funny, and so happy I live in a world where Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg are buddy buddy, and I wish I was in that social circle.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
I know.
What were we talking about? Let's give the listener a heads up. The heads up into the topic.
I don't know why, but this reminded me of, did you see the whole thing while I was in Ireland? There was all this information about oh my God, why can't I remember anyone's name right now? Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, getting all that extortion, got human trafficking stuff or allegations set against him, and obviously Homeland Security took over. Do you know any more information about that?
I mean, is Cassie related to Puff Daddy?
Who's Cassie?
Or is that who we're talking about here? No. So, hold on. Let me look it up. Let me look it up so we know what we're talking about. But you know Cassie. She was in, what's that dance movie with Channing Tatum? Whatever. Step Up.
Not the first one.
She was in
one.
Step Up. And she was
that's not her name.
Yeah, Cassie, yeah. No. This, the that's first one.
Okay, or his, not, you're not talking about his wife, the main character girl. That's not her name's not Cassie.
No, not her.
Right.
That is Jenna Dewayne. She's in that movie, but she's a different character.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know her name in that movie. She was Sophie in that movie. Anyway, okay, so Cassie Ventura, it's Diddy. Mm-hmm. Not yeah, Puff Daddy is Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Okay, so Diddy's, he has all these allegations about sex trafficking, human trafficking or whatever. All of this is coming down in the last 60 days or something. And I'm not really paying attention to it, but I did see some things go down because I remember Cassie is so much younger than P. Diddy, and they've been together for a very long time. And I saw something on Instagram where she was about to make, or she did come out with a biography, a book. And she had offered him a settlement to not include him in the book. And then she didn't, because he didn't take it, she did include him in the book and like told everybody about him having sex with her when she was like 17 or something, and like grooming her as, you know,
his thing.
And that he stalted her musical career.
I do remember this.
Like, she should be pretty good. She's an excellent singer. But he produced like a lot of her first albums or whatever. And then like she never had another album. And I'm like, what the hell happened to her? It's because of all this Diddy nonsense. So I haven't read it or done a whole lot of research, but I'm going to because I'm interested. I liked Cassie. I thought she was cool. Really? I had all of her albums.
I just heard, I was listening to a different podcast and they were saying that P. Diddy, his sons were involved, not involved. Like they don't know how much involvement they actually have, but they were at the house when like everyone was getting arrested or whatever. So he is trying to get them out of hot water currently, it sounds like. And so they said you have to like give up names for your sons basically. And so he's given up like 10 people's names. So it's like definitely like Jeffrey Epstein status. Of other famous people are going to go down with him because he doesn't want to go.
Sure. That's the disappointing thing. Like, as much as we talk about it, they're all going to have like crazy legal. But here's the thing. After the Me Too movement, I think like these things are coming up more and more often, and I'm here for it. Let's freaking talk about it because, you know, that's just not okay. You can't do that and then like pretend like it's like all gonna, and it all happened in like 2000s and 2010s and like early to 2020s or whatever. Now all the chips are falling and all these people that they thought were super cool and they wanted to be just like them, and then like, you know, tastemakers basically kind of creating our culture that we were growing up in, like, let's have an actual conversation about how terrible these people are. Oh my God, Blake. I listen every morning to like, I just don't have time for the news. Like, I'm not going to sit down and like watch a whole program, unfortunately. So I have to like pick and choose the sources that I want to listen to. I listen to a thing called, it's a podcast called Betches, Betches. And it's like a quick 6-7 minute, like, here's the headlines, blah, blah, blah. And the woman who does it, Sammy Sage, is hilarious. And then I don't know if it was her or somebody who was covering her for the day, but they like made a funny joke about OJ Simpson where he like had a long thing with prostate cancer and he died, unfortunately. And then she was like, he had told a lie in his social media posts like 4 or 5 days before he died that he was like doing okay. And she was like, unfortunately, that's the least damaging lie. Or like she made a funny joke about being the second lie that he got away with, you know, because it's obviously not true. Anyway, I know I've been listening to Cowboy Carter, but you're not a Beyonce person, so I get it. But like, I'm obsessed. It's so good. I love it. Also, it's going to be like cowboy season this summer. So get out your cowboy hat, get out your Daisy Dukes, get your whatever boots that you got. Like, let's do this. I'm kind of excited to get back into the cowboy season. So anyway,
people were talking about the Beyonce album and they were saying essentially that through all of this, like P. Diddy, Jay-Z information, we may get good music because Beyonce only comes out with good music when she's like in pain. So just saying that she's cool. She's revolutionary. She put out a country album, but like, ew, no. Also,
I think it's great.
So annoying.
She did a version. She did a version of Blackbird that is, I really enjoy it. Plus, like, she's highlighting African-American country singers that, like, wouldn't otherwise get radio time or, like, exposure, which is ridiculous. And her version of Jolene, I think it's great. Dolly Parton's on that album, too, and I don't know. I'm into it. I think it's cool. But I don't know if, I mean, definitely her Lemonade album was, like, chef's kiss because she had gone through all that alleged stuff that like I don't know much about. Please don't hate me, but I love it. I'm part
great,
of the beehive.
great
I don't hate
anyways
it. I think it's
moving right along. We just wanted to come on here because we wanted you guys to know we're live, but we are very busy this week. Unfortunately, I'm moving this week. I got a lot of stuff going on. I just got back. We got back super late last night. I have to work this week. And just like, you know, there's life, there's activities, there's things going on. Kaif also has a job, which We need to like talk about and discuss in detail if she wants to, or as little or as much as she wants. But so yeah, she's had to get back into things too. So like our flexibility has gotten a little bit slimmer, but we did want to say just like congratulations to Kaife, and that we are in season two, baby. We told you guys we were going to come in with season two. This isn't the most exciting.
This is going to be like season two, episode, because we're going to have a full launch.
I was going to say, we aren't going to have, this isn't like the like first episode we were like anticipating having. So we will get there, I promise. But we just wanted you guys to know we're alive, we're thriving, we're okay. We're going to do lots of updates on like what we've been up to and everything. But also, yeah, we just have so many things going on. Like, yeah, Kaife, do you want to give any info on your move or your new job or anything? Just like quick snippets.
Oh my, I feel like a different human being than the first, like if I were to go back and listen to the first episode, which I probably should, I feel like a different human being. Like I live in a different zip code. I'm doing a different job. It's been about a month, I'd say, that we've had this new house in Oregon, which we really love and we're very grateful and thankful, but I'm still living in boxes. I'm still living with like when I bought this house, I knew that there was going to be some immediate construction, immediate fixes. So like there's a big bathroom remodel that's happening in my master wing, if you will. I know I have a wing. Isn't that cool? So we're dealing with that. We're kind of in, it still feels like I'm in transit, if that makes sense. So I'm not really settled. And it's kind of annoying because I've got stress brought on with by this new job and stress because I'm still living in boxes. Like Kelly and I were just together this weekend and I had to take all of my like very old clothing that got packed first because I don't know where the rest of my stuff is. So it's going to be an adventure while I open boxes because we had movers come in and they like picked everything up and I didn't really like organize this box goes here. They all just like kind of landed in our living room. So it kind of feels like Christmas every time I get a new box. I'm like, what am I going to open now? But it's good. And yeah, my husband and I are doing really good. We're just happy to be settled-ish and ready for summer in about a month. I think everything will be like, I'll be in my master bedroom with like my nice big bed and my new bathroom. And then my brother's going to spend the summer with us, like fixing some electrical things. So I'll kind of keep you guys updated about some of the projects that we're doing. But yeah, I mean, like everything is just easy and peasy. And I'm just grateful to have positive updates. Like last year was such a really, really tough time. And, you know, I don't know if I want to go back and listen to all of my update, non-updates where I'm just struggling, yeah,
but
you know,
you're here now. But we knew you'd make it through.
Yeah, I made it.
You knew you'd
life
get better.
Yeah. Gets better. People stick with it. Also, I do have an update. I don't know if it's, I guess it's public knowledge at this point, but I just want to send my heart out to my sister Denali. She's been on our episode a couple of times. She's actually got a pretty big following amongst our followers. She's had a family loss recently, and we just want to acknowledge that and spend, you know, some time letting her know that we listen, we love her, we just hope her the best. I'm going to send her some flowers next week too. And my other sister is there with her. So as she's like going through this tough time, she has family that she can lean on, but at the same time, like it's got to hurt. And heartbreaking. And on another note, I have a new addition to my family. As of last night, one of my cousins had a baby. So just congratulations. I've given her a shout out a couple of times in the podcast in the past, and I will save a formal announcement. Wow. I will save a formal announcement until she's ready to tell the world, but just wanted to send her love. And I feel like it's a different world than where I was here last year waiting to get married. So yeah. What about you, Kelly? Talk to us about your move. Where are you in life these days? I did tell her because her voice is kind of like not phlegmy, but like just run down, maybe. I don't know how to say it. Like your voice, you're just exhausted, which is fair. You've been like on the move constantly for the past 2-3 weeks. But I told her that her voice sounded like Phoebe Buffay is like sticky shoes. Oh, well, I hope you get rest and take care of yourself and do all the things that you need to do to feel like a human again. Cause it's hard, girl. It's hard out in these streets, man. I get it.
Good times. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, guys. I haven't recorded or done anything in a long time in this house. So everything is going to be new. Also, yeah, crazy. I have to find a new recording spot once I move. And yeah, so just so many changes, so many updates. But I don't want to do a full like Ireland update or anything like that. I want to do like an episode on it because I feel like there's a lot to talk about. But Kaif and I just wanted to do a few like corrections. While we are here, do you want to do something else?
No, you're fine. Keep doing the corrections because we owe it
okay, to yeah. So, Sam mentioned that we in one of our episodes we talked about. So, okay, this is what happened. We like pre-recorded a few episodes, like all in one day, like so a month before I left, maybe or something like that. And then we ended up still recording like the weeks prior to me leaving. We still recorded those episodes. So like in real time. So then it got a little confusing because like what we were talking about in the pre-recorded episodes didn't really align with what we had already talked about in the episodes that were like happening live. So Kaifler ended up getting a job right before I left, which was very exciting. And so I think we talked about it on the podcast, but then in one of the pre-recorded episodes before any of that happened, we had done a manifestation episode and Kaif mentioned that one of her manifestations was like doing some just like development, personal development and trying to find a job and being like manifesting a new job. So she ended up manifesting it because it did come true, but it just made a little confusing because our episodes were like a little out of whack. But that's what happens when you pre-record. It was gonna happen. We tried to like not make things like situationally dependent as we could, but like some things are just impossible, you know? So that was one thing.
And we own up to it, right? Like we're not gonna pretend like we don't pre-record episodes, yeah, blah blah blah.
We got stuff
like,
going on.
Life silly people. And also but I thought I was like, organized
we're still
about
putting
it.
Out content. Sorry. We're still releasing, we're still doing things. So like I was impressed with us because we could have just like been like, bye, sayonara. Later gators, but we didn't. I even had a moment like in Ireland and I was like, are we gonna do season two? Like, are we gonna do year two? I mean, just because you have a job now, like it's hard to find time. Yeah. And it's a lot of work.
It's hard. Shit.
Oh.
My husband just scared me. Sorry. Anyway, no, it's a lot of work, but I also wanted to mention earlier and I didn't that like, yes, life is insane. Yes, we've got lots of updates happening and we're feeling sometimes a little run down, sometimes a little crazy, but you're welcome, listener. And honestly, like it helps me to feel a little bit grounded knowing that like, you and I are going to record, we're going to see each other. We're going to like carve out time in our life to make this happen because I honestly genuinely enjoy just getting on and like talking to you and, we may not have like a half a million listeners or whatever, but it's just a thing in my life that I like carve out a time to do for me that I really
absolutely
enjoy.
Absolutely. I do too.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And we take it seriously. It's not over here. Like we're, a lot of time that we're like ripping and we're having a good time because we're hilarious, but also like we plan a lot of stuff and we prioritize the podcast, and that's all I'm saying is that, you know, we want to make sure that it's regularly scheduled. We spend our life moments on making this happen, and it's great. In 50 years, we're going to look back and be like,
absolutely.
Did season two.
Also,
you know?
It's funny when you like explain things to people, they're like, when just like organizing life or like someone's like, hey, can I see you? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So like I have to record a podcast this day and then I have cookbook club this day and then I have my actual book club this day and then I have to do a girls' night this day. They're like, what? Like, what is your deal? I'm just like, I'm sorry.
What is your deal?
I don't know. Like, it's hard to explain, you know, where I'm just, and people are just like, how do you do all of this, that, and the other? And I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know either sometimes, but I love it also. So I fully agree. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so the next one was from Vince, and he was commenting on our Am I the Asshole episode with Denali, and he was like, I just have to disagree on the conversation about the kid with the peanut allergy, which is, like, if I... Yeah, so anyways, this is what he says. Fair. I think it's super entitled of the mom to ask a stranger not to eat the food that they purchased because of their kid's peanut allergy. I think it's very kind of the person to move to eat their snack, but it's not their responsibility at all. And I just said, we'll respond when we return to recording. So, yeah, I just want to throw a shout out to Vince. Thank you for saying something and letting us know, especially on the Instagram, because we love that.
I love Vince.
But also, yeah, I mean, I think that's why Am I the Assholes are so fun. And, like, I think it'd be wonderful to get Vince on an Am I the Asshole, because I think Vince has such good opinions and things about those situations.
Let's do it. But can you give me a little bit more context? Because it's been a minute since I've listened to that episode. Sorry about it. Can you give me a little bit more context as to, like, the conversation?
We kind of said that, and, like, where we, like, people have a lot of different allergies, and we were just all kind of like, I think it was nice of the person to move, but I think it was, like, in the context of the way the mom approached the person and or said what they said. I think that's where we were all like, we don't know what the situation actually was. So, like, that would be hard for us. But I think it's hard because, I don't know. I also agree that, like, you, like, people with allergies live through the world, and they go through the world no matter what, like, dependent or not dependent on other people. So, like, I don't feel like it's hard for you to have to, like, live your life thinking about other people's allergies. Like, that would be exhausting. But if your kid has such a life-threatening allergy, it would be alarming if no one gave a shit ever. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel both sides. Like, I fully feel like everyone has an allergy these days. But also, I feel like if you do have an allergy and your life is, like, affected by it so much just by eating a specific thing, then I do think there should be, like, some acknowledgement around it. So, I don't know. I go both ways. I fully see both sides. So... yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think, yeah, I don't really remember the conversation, but I will say this, like, now that I know that my cousin has a cinnamon allergy, I go out of my way to make sure that if I'm near them, I will not bring cinnamon around.
No snickerdoodles.
Only because it can be scary. No, I mean, at that point in life, like, no, I can't eat a snickerdoodle, which kind of hurts my heart, but it's fine. Like, I'll live another day.
Because Kayla talked about snickerdoodles literally the last, like, week.
And I didn't get one, okay? I didn't have time to make one. I didn't have time to stop at the store and, like, buy a thing.
Controversial thing. I'll, like, have another snickerdoodle. I would never eat a snickerdoodle. Ever. Never.
Are you kidding me? You're missing out. You're missing out on, like, life's greatest gift.
I told you this yesterday.
A cup of coffee and a snickerdoodle cookie.
I would literally eat anything before eating a snickerdoodle cookie. Like, okay.
You would eat fruitcake?
I don't eat fruitcake either.
I don't hate fruitcake.
I don't want to buy a prepackaged fruitcake. I don't have any opinion against it. I just was, like, saying that I would eat so many other things before I would eat fruitcake. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know why you'd want to make a fruitcake cave. But also, like, okay, that's, I would eat a snickerdoodle over eating an oatmeal raisin cookie, to be honest. Like, I think that should not even be allowed. That, why would anyone make that a cookie? That's horrible. What?
Okay, sometimes an oatmeal raisin cookie is, like, well, an oatmeal cinnamon cookie is probably what I would prefer, you know, people live their life, whatever they want. Also, I'm going to say this because I know your mom listens to this podcast, but, like, I didn't get to try her carrot cake, and she, like, made this whole thing about it, and I didn't get to try it. Like, I should have done, I should have asked about it, whatever. Anyway, also, carrot cake is probably the worst, I like a carrot cake. But it's not the cake that I seek out, you know? I'm going to seek out, like, a double chocolate fudge, kind of, like, drizzly chocolate caramel frosting kind of thing. I was really limited when I picked my wedding cake because I had, like, a whole package. So they had, like, chocolate or vanilla and whatever. And I'm going to pick the safest. Yeah, it was also a very small cake because, you know, it was only 30 people. I wasn't going to order a three-tiered, you know, cake. We only had, like, I think it was two-tiered, and it was very, very small. But, you know, strawberry cream, that's, like, so easy and very...
We just want to come on and say hi to everybody and see and tell you that we're here. Corrections Corner, let us know if you need anything or want any updates from us, like specifically or anything, hop in our DMs, baby. Also,
that was like low key sexual. Hop in our DMs.
Anyways, and thanks to our new followers, we have a few new followers lately. Hi, Jesse.
Oh, that's exciting.
And there was another new person. I think it's one of your family members. But yeah, we're glad you guys are here. And okay, do you want to move into gratitudes and grievances?
Wow, are we already there in the episode? Like I said, I feel like this time is warping around me, where last year I was a completely different person. Not even like 3 weeks ago was a different person, but like, let's do it. All right. Time is just moving too quickly for me and I need to catch up. Gratitudes and grievances.
Okay. I'm going to start with my grievance.
This week.
Oh, you have a grievance too.
No. Well, I do actually, but this week we are going to do my grievance, Kelly's grievance, and then I have a gratitude. So let's start with my grievance first. We'll kick in with yours and then we'll end with my gratitude.
We love it.
So lately, actually it hasn't been lately. Like I feel like I've been dealing with this for the last like year and a half. This is the Candidly 30 podcast, right? Like I'm going to be candid about it. Sorry guys, get ready. Okay. So I've just been having like a lot of scalp issues. Mm-hmm. Like there's flaky skin and it's itchy and it's annoying. And I have tried everything. I went to Sephora and tried all the different products that they have there. I looked in online. I went to like New York Times. I went to Healthline. I like talked to my actual primary doctor, who was not super great. But anyway, I've tried everything over the past year and a half. I have done everything that I can figure out. So Vince, if you're listening and you know anything about scalp problems, issues, or whatever, like I think that I need to take a blood sample and people tell me like either you're super stressed and your scalp hates you, or like the climate that you live in is not conducive to like your scalp. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me.
Yeah, you might be allergic to something, you know.
Could be allergies. It could be stress. It could be the fact that I'm like genetically predispositioned to just have a shitty scalp. I like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I've been trying everything under the sun. I've done the whole 30 on multiple occasions. I have stopped stuff that I don't want to admit to doing things on the podcast. Anyway, the whole thing is that I have tried everything and nothing has worked.
Sorry.
And it's only made it worse. And now I'm like, okay, I need to find a dermatologist. I need to get like a prescription. I need to like go to a doctor and like start testing for random illnesses or whatever. And do you know how long it takes to get a dermatology appointment here in the like Portland area?
A year.
Literally, I called them a week ago. And then I called them today. I have an appointment in December. In December.
Whoa.
December. It is April, people. April. That's and they're like, we don't have an open appointment until December. And then I was talking to my boss today and he was like, yeah, that's pretty normal because there's all the dermatologists are like retiring and there's there's like more people moving to the area. And like, and now that people are going out of COVID, they're like going to the doctor and getting all these like ancillary physical things checked on. And I've never in my life had to wait 10. I hiccuped. I told you, listener, that I was drinking beer. I have never had to wait 10 months. It just seems so excessive to me. So yeah, now I have to live with this until I can actually see a dermatologist.
8 months is way too long. Yeah, that's insane. Wait, did you?
I literally was on the phone and shocked. It shook me. I'm going to use your word. I was shook. Okay. Like, it's insane.
Did you ask them to be put on the list of like, if there's a cancellation to like call you? Okay, good. Yeah. They have a lot Correct. Of the time lately too. Just cause I mean, all doctors, I feel like ever since COVID, getting a doctor's appointment in general is like, well, not that bad. I've never heard of anything being that bad. But like, when I was getting set up with like a new provider because my provider left, I think it was like a 3 month wait or something to get like a new patient appointment, whatever the hell that means, you know? And I'm like, that is crazy. What if you actually need something? I mean, you have to go to the ER. That's right? Insane. Yeah.
And the ER is not going to have somebody who specializes in X, Y, Z, whatever. Like what happens when you're like in a pinch? And there's, you have literally nothing is available
yeah.
to you. Like I've never... We live in America. What the hell? Like, this is so weird.
I know.
I don't know.
I mean,
that's my grievance because I was shooketh. I mean, maybe Vince can help me with this, but like, I don't think that, and like a lot of people, a lot of places, at least in this area, are referral only. So you have to like pay the copay, go wait the 8 months to go see your primary doctor or whatever, and then get the referral and then get on their calendar. Like, there's so many steps in this. And I'm like, how is this actually legal? This can't be legal. That's our system today, people. So it's just, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
I know. Are we going to have a revolt someday? I really hope that we, just like I listened to this.
Okay, don't hope for that. That would be so terrifying. Sorry. I would.
You're right.
Oh my God.
I was listening to this Greedflation podcast today. Man, is that depressing and just such a bummer. Like, oof, I don't even want to get into it.
It's happening.
Yeah. I don't even want to get into it because it's so upsetting. Like, and just like how, yeah. And then mom sent me a TikTok on it as well. And I was like, whoa, this is hitting like way too close to home. Where like, yeah, companies are basically just saying like, we don't want to lower prices, even though we can, even though we make billions of dollars every year, right. Major corporations who own everything, but FYI, like, right. Who own all food, all everything, are like, we don't feel like lowering prices for the American people. Why would we do that? And it's like, are you kidding? Ugh, it's upsetting.
Well, I was listening.
Yeah, something needs to change. It's just not okay. Something needs to change.
It's not okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm not asking for a revolt. I'm just saying that something has to change.
We should start.
Because it's getting insane.
With term limits on the Supreme Court. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing that I like. Well, that's the hill I'm going to die on, because that is the thing that will likely change how we look at the legal system and what's okay and what's approved and what's not, and how we think about laws and how we build the system, is having term limits on the.
That's such an interesting topic. Actually, we should do that. I mean, you just said yours, but like, we should do what people would change if they could change something.
I think it's really sweet that I only get to see these folks twice a year. And the first like work weekend's not better than Strawberry, obviously, but like it's a close second, because we are all feel like building that camaraderie feeling that like, yeah, we're all miserable. It's raining and muddy and gross. We all smell like campfire, but like we're camping together and we do this every year, and we only get this one time a year to get together and do work weekend and, kind of like catch up with each other before we do Strawberry. So like Strawberry's only about the festival and not necessarily like, you know, doing the catch up thing, which is, you know, kind of, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. But like, I love that Strawberry is more like, we're here for the festival. We're just going to enjoy the time together. So I don't know. I just wish I lived in a world where I was closer and I could see them more often, but then I probably wouldn't enjoy it as much as I do. It's such a, like, yeah. And quite honestly, like, it's such a grounding moment that, like, wherever I am in life, I could be in a different state, I could be married, I could be whatever, like, I will always go back to work weekend, and it's always the same people who, like, just make me feel so grounded. I don't know. I love it. It's, yeah, it's really, really wonderful. I love you guys. Work weekend in the podcast history, because it's so sweet. Like, I know I'm a new addition, like, in the last, like, 10 years, but these folks have been doing it for 30, 35, 40 years at this point. Like, they're badasses. And they're all so interesting and different. Like, they're just so lovely. And they're not only that, like, every time I go, they like make me breakfast and they like invite me into their trailer. Like, you guys invited me to their trailer. It just feels like so family. And it just is such a heartwarming experience. And so grateful that it's me and I get to.
But take don't get us wrong. Like, they can party. They can party harder than us, for sure. So that's what's hard.
Dude, I went to sleep at 9:30 every day. But they, like, go until midnight, and they're way cooler than me. Like, I cannot. Oh, yeah, my God.
They're the best. We love you, Brush Crew.
Took me a little bit to mature to, like, understand that Brush Crew, like, this is the one weekend that they let loose and they, like, get crazy. But I feel like this year we played it a little safe. It was also cold as AF, and nobody wanted to be out in the rain. But, like, they, on a good work weekend situation where it's like sunny and not rainy, like, they outdrink me, and that's a feat. That's impressive.
So, oh my goodness.
It is not for the weak-willed, for sure. Because you're literally like hauling lugs, like chunks of tree, and it's a huge bonfire. Like, it's not an easy weekend. It's not, but it's really, really fun. And if you can do it, then you're a badass, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If I do say
so. No, we love it. We love everybody. We love you, Brush Crew. We have lots of activities that are coming up. Kayfe is coming and helping with my birthday, which is coming up in it's not 2 weeks away. It's 3 weeks away.
It's like two.
Yeah, a little less than 3 weeks. Yeah.
I was just looking at the calendar. But it's like my official camping weekend of the summer. Like, I'm going to go. We're going to do nothing but fun stuff. I don't have to haul a tree. I don't expect to be bruised. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
The kickoff for Kayfe's camping summer. And then, yeah, I got a birthday at Crystal Crane Hot Springs, and then we're going to Folk and Forage, and then I'm going to Strawberry. So it's just like music festival, music festival, music festival. We love to see it. But yeah, and then eventually I'll get over to Kayfe's house and I'll get to see her new home, whenever she feels ready and settled and everything and all the things. But
yeah, and I'm not like living in boxes and you have a place to sleep. Yeah.
We'll get there eventually. So we'll have lots of updates about that. Hopefully we can get together and actually like record together, which is always fun. So yeah, we have lots of things planned, lots of things in the books, but we just wanted to let you guys know we're alive. We're here. We are doing it. We love you all so much. Thanks for being candid.
And we want to hear about your plans.
Yeah.
And what you've been up to. Hit us up on Insta, like Vince or Sam, and tell us where we messed up and we'll fix it.
Absolutely. We love it. Happy April, everybody, because we weren't in April when we left. And happy now we're here April. And we're doing it big. So
it is.
Did I cut you off? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine. It's fine.
Okay, we haven't sung this episode. You want to do a little jingle to lead us out?
Actually, you sang earlier, and I...
What did I sing? I didn't sing.
Voice, so do it. You definitely did, and I don't remember what you sang, but do it again. It's great. You sing it out.
Get it, girl. Anyway, I got nothing. I'm sorry. My brain's broken. It's not working. I'm not... Okay.
Okay, I'll sing us out. Thank you for being with Candidly 30. This is the point where you're just like, boom, boom, boom.
Wait,
boom,
I have boom, to tell boom, the story. Boom, boom, boom.
We love you guys. No, don't tell the story. Let me know. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.